This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Ukraine today, Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych announced that he'll stand at a new runoff presidential election later this month. This after Ukraine's Supreme Court overturned last month's election, a vote that Mr. Yanukovych debatedly won. The court's decision was a major victory for opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko, and certainly a blow to Ukraine's current leadership and to Moscow. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Kiev and joins us from there. Lawrence, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And please help us understand what this Supreme Court decision means in the now short history of Ukraine. Is this a defining moment for democracy there?
That's certainly the way that the opposition would see it. This is a landmark decision. This was a stinging rebuke to this government. In fact, it was so stinging that the government has not even reacted here about 18 hours after the verdict was announced. President Kuchma saying nothing. I think they just don't know what to say, quite frankly. What the Supreme Court said was that it wasn't just that the results of the election were called into question. They said those elections were fraudulent, that the fraud was systemic and was massive. And they, quite frankly, did not give the government any wiggle room. They said a new runoff election had to be held on December 26th. The government wanted to drag this process out as long as possible to perhaps engineer some way to stay in power or for Mr. Yanukovych to stay in power. The court has, quite frankly, tied their hands completely.
We have to ask, Lawrence, do you just have very noisy neighbors or you are outside somewhere?
They've been making a lot of noise for 2 weeks. There are still thousands of people out here. They're out here all night partying. I have to say it's a really disciplined crowd, though. There are tens of thousands of people out here from all aspects, all corners of the country, but they actually have a ban on drinking, and it's all very good-spirited. But they do have some incredible pipes, as you can hear in the background.
What about informal public reaction, as you can gauge it, in the eastern third of Ukraine, where there was more solid support for the prime minister than you might see in Kiev?
There were some demonstrations there in support of the government, about 4,000 people rallying in Donetsk, very small compared to the demonstrations we've seen here. People dismayed, quite frankly. They say, oh, Mr. Yanukovych won that election. Quite frankly, Mr. Yanukovych's team sounds like they do not relish the prospect of repeating that runoff election, but they're going to have to.
Mm-hmm. And is there some concern about the long-term unity of the country following the elections on December 26th?
In fact, that's exactly what some of the pro-government people were saying last night. They said the Supreme Court decision would divide the country between the West and the Russian-speaking eastern third of the country, and that this prospect of separatism was real. And we see that regional leaders in the East have scheduled a referendum on autonomy in January. Whether they follow through on that, we don't know. But the implications have an awful lot of gravity.
Lawrence, let me ask finally about Mr. Yushchenko's health. There are pictures running in the newspaper in which his health seems to be dramatically worsened over the past few weeks.
Mr. Yushchenko's people say that he was poisoned by the Ukrainian secret services. His face, I can tell you, is greenish, even under a lot of makeup. His eyes are all puffy. I don't know that his condition has worsened. He became suddenly ill overnight during the middle of the campaign, had to be rushed to an Austrian hospital. He seems to be stable, but he's in a lot of pain. He has to be on pain medication constantly. The opposition people saying that this was some sort of mystery poison, which is not traceable.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Kiev, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.